please share your name so not all of us know each other, but a lot of us know a lot of us. But say your name anyway, please, and then share what the Lord would have you to share. So please welcome. The microphone's open.
Hello everyone, my name is Miwa. I'm sorry my English is still poor. That's why I want to say this in Japanese, but maybe not. Well, 2 weeks ago, I tried to examination of business bookkeeping, and I made it! Yay! That examination was very, very difficult to me. And that's why when I go after that day was gospel choir concert. And that's why after the concert, I go back to home. I check my answer on internet and announce. And I checked on, but I couldn't check all my answer because I don't have no time write on the paper my all answer. That's why I checked chobito. But it was very awful. That's why I thought, oh my God, I failed. God, are you sure? I thought. And last Tuesday and the announce of examination result on internet, and I checked. I looking for my number, but no, nothing. That's why. Oh my God! It's true. I felt unbelievable, and that's why I disappointed by myself. And oh God, how should I do my work and my new way? Oh my God, don't laugh it, please. It was very serious story. Really, yeah. And then looking for a new job and go to Hello Work, and oh no, every day, oh no, just it. But last Friday, when I go home, God, he didn't abandoned me, and he sent me a letter of successful. Yeah, and I opened that. First, I thought I felt it was truth. That's why I don't want to go out. That happened. That's why I opened the check. I know, like this. But, gokaku, success. Oh, no! Wow, he's always, you know, people, I believe, and I know you believe in God, always stay with us, and he never abandoned me, us, and he always give us grace and mercy, and this felt a big disappointed and lost away, but always God help us. Yeah, that's why I always have hope with living with God. Thank you.
I asked for prayer for my sister last week. Her name is Mary. My older brother and younger, let me get it straight here. My older brother and older sister went to visit Mary, and I asked them, I said, what did you find out from the doctor? United States has these laws, all these laws that you have to get permission from the person with the condition before they can tell you anything. I mean, it's very, very strict in the United States. So they couldn't get any direct information about her diagnosis, but she's on different medications. She's doing better. She can think more clearly. She can communicate more clearly. So they're very thankful for that. And they talked to her about another place, another home assisted living center that they could move her to. And they asked her if she'd like to go there. She said, she said, let me think about it. So they're going to see her again tonight, America time. That'll be tomorrow morning, Japan time. So I just ask your continued prayers that she'll be willing to move into a what looks like a better place for her, and to the program, the treatment and therapy and other things that are available there. Please continue to pray for my younger sister, Mary. And my son, Micah, tomorrow, is that right, Toshia, tomorrow? Oh, sorry, Tuesday morning, right? 10 o'clock, I think it is. Tuesday morning, our son, Micah, has an appointment at Kusatsu Byoin to see a doctor there. Something that he has asked for, to get a checkup, see if there's anything wrong physically with him. Please pray that he would be willing to go, because this has happened a number of times. He'll ask for the appointment, we make the appointment, then he backs out. So if you could please pray for our son Micah that he'd become willing to, he would follow through, he'd be willing to go to the appointment on Tuesday morning as he has expressed his desire to. So please pray for my younger sister Mary and my son Micah. Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, my name is Grace, and so next Sunday we won't be here, we'll be traveling to Kenya, so our flight is 2 p.m. from Osaka, so we will leave here around 8 a.m. in the morning and go to Osaka and transit in China and then go to Kenya. So the journey will take us like 22 hours to reach Nairobi, and Nairobi is not my home, we have another like 7 hours to go. So please pray for us, especially for Joyce. Joyce has motion sickness, so basically she vomits on flight, on bus, on Shinkansen, you know, so I really feel sad for her. But I pray that God will take care of her and guide us through the long journeys and the long transits, and that we can arrive well, and that we will also have a good time there. So we will go for 5 weeks, so the next time we will be in service will be 20th of January. So we will miss you so much, because you are like our family in Japan. We're always looking forward every Sunday to come here and be with you, and pray for Megumi. You know, she loves Joyce so much. So I have no remedy for her for now, because probably she doesn't understand. But she's going to miss Joyce for five weeks. It's a long time for children. So please pray for her also, that God will keep her occupied every Sunday, that until we come back. And pray for our time there also. On 15th is my youngest brother's wedding. So please pray for that day, that God will be glorified. There are people who get saved in weddings, by the way, because basically in Kenyan weddings, there is preaching in weddings, and there is even altar calls. There are pastors who make altar calls in weddings, because weddings, everybody comes, you know, especially those relatives of ours, even who never go to church. They get opportunity to come to weddings, and they will listen to the word of God there. So we pray that this event will bring something to build the kingdom of God. And something else, last Sunday I informed you that I submitted my paper, and I've been waiting, because of course I'm trusting God for the best, because I'm not going to be around for 5 weeks, and it will be awful if I'm requested to revise my paper again, because sometimes you're revised, you're asked to do some other work. So I've been praying that it will go through, because we did our best to respond to the reviewers' requests. So it's been with the editor. Okay, basically for those who do not understand, when you submit a paper, the first person who receives is, of course, they check the quality first. If it passes the quality, then it goes to the editor. The editor reads the summary and decides whether he should forward to the reviewers, now specialists in your area. The specialists, those reviewers go through, and then they say it's worthy, you can correct and revise, or they say it doesn't matter. So what happened, my paper went to the editor, it went to the reviewers, and they thought it's good, they sent back to me, and I revised and sent it again. So it's been with the editor for 10 days, you know, and I'm just saying, okay, I'm almost leaving, so God, what's going to happen? So I've been checking, you know, like every day, because the editor needs to make a decision. He actually needs to forward it back to the reviewers. They check what I responded to them, because actually I respond to the reviewers. So I just checked a few minutes ago, and it's today that it has been forwarded to the reviewers. So I hope that the reviewer will make a quick decision so that I can go to Kenya at peace, knowing that I might not be asked to do something, because that would be very tricky. Nobody can do my work for me. Most of our works are so independent and so different. They can help in some areas, but you basically need to do your own work. So I'm praying that the paper will find favor in the reviewer, and he will respond, and that it will all be well. So please pray about this issue also. And we will miss you so much. We will keep praying for you. We are one family. We are together, even though we are far. Thank God for Facebook. I can always see most of you, what's happening. And I know that, yeah, it's so good to see our family members. I know some of you or most of you have families here. So, yeah, but for us who have families far away, we really feel good to get this opportunity. I'm the only person who lives abroad, basically. So all my siblings are in Kenya, and they miss me also so much. And my dad also. My dad is still alive, and it will be so good to see him. And something else I needed prayer for, but I forgot. I may come back. If not, let's just pray for each other. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Speaking of weddings, Pastor Kevin, who does officiating for weddings professionally, he preached the Christmas message at his wedding facility yesterday at 6 p.m., and he's going to preach again tonight at 5 p.m. So just want to remember to pray for Pastor Kevin as he preaches the Christmas message to all of the couples which he has married this past year, 5 p.m., so if you could remember that. Also, for my wife and son, Kenzo, the second oldest, has a minor strain of chicken pox. He has already received vaccination, but it's going around his school, so there's just a small strain. It's not severe. But the twin babies, they don't have any vaccination. So just please pray that they're protected. So Naomi is at home with the twins and Kenzo. So please remember to pray for them.
Hello, my name is Jim. I just wanted a couple of things. One is I'll hand out one of these for each person. It's a guide to the Christmas services here at this church. And if you haven't been here long, Christmas is the one time when it's easy to invite people to church. There's something prepared every service, whether it's the Christmas Eve or the family service or the Christmas service on the 23rd, I think it is here. And it's a bit difficult if you're a teacher. I was thinking about, could I give it to all of my students? But what I can do is I can announce it and say, this is here at the front. If you'd like to come and take it, you can. So I'll hand one to each person here. And so please use it if you have the opportunity. The other thing is, I don't know how Christmas is where you come from, but I know when I first came to Japan, I was thinking, if I can't find a turkey, and if I can't find Brussels sprouts, it's not Christmas. And after 30 years, your standards change a bit. Who cares? But we tend to try to have what we had before, and even before we were Christian. And we tend to cling on to the values of, it tends to be that Christmas is an expensive time. and it's a commercial time, and that's why I put this thing in there, this kind of hierarchy of ethical gift giving, that, because there's a kind of feeling like, do I have enough money to celebrate Christmas? And this thing I found on the internet, someone put, it was like, the idea is that you can always give something or help someone or make something and give that. So I know that Christmas tends to be a time of stress, depression, family arguments. But as Christians, it shouldn't be like that. And this kind of reminded me that if we think, well, I have to buy all these things, or I think if in my family, for some reason, presents are not important, except for me. I'm the only one who's disappointed every year. It's like one thing, pair of socks. But maybe in Japan, I don't know. But anyway, but this is a reminder for me. And I'll just hand this up. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Art. So the Christian life is always a struggle for me, I think for all of us, flesh versus the spirit, yeah? And the flesh is selfish and the spirit is giving. And my flesh was winning, has been winning for a while, for the past, like, since I got Yua, you know? Things are hard, you know? Things are hard, like marriage is hard, living in another culture is hard, having kids is hard, having a kid like with 1 week notice is really hard. And so I was just like, this sucks, I don't wanna do it. And I didn't do it for like the last 6 months. And all that stress and selfishness had to be absorbed somehow, and that was Darcy, who is my rock and my harbor. And I just came to a point, I called my friend, and I was just like complaining, you know, this, and this. And he goes, how's your relationship with God? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not very close right now, right? He's like, well, why don't you get that right? And then maybe work out the rest of this stuff, you know? And so I took a long walk, and I just laid it out there for God, and I said, I can't believe you put up with me. I cannot believe you put up with the attitude that I have and the ungrateful heart that I have with all you've given me. If this was Megumi, I would want to disown her. And it's amazing that I can't treat my daughter better than I do because of all the grace and mercy that you bestow on me, you know? God is such a good and patient father, man. And I'm really unworthy of all the blessings that he's given me, and he continues to bless me in spite of my sin. I don't usually struggle a lot with the shame of sin. Sometimes I do. I came to Pastor Chris, and I don't like my daughter. I want to put a pillow over her head when she's crying. I have no empathy for her, you know, because I saw all these things as getting in the way of my time, my luxury, my convenience, just really selfish stuff, you know? Don't want to take care of the kids because it's annoying. And I've had a really, really, really bad attitude for the last 6 months. And so I just, confessed all that stuff. And then Darcy and I were in the gym, and she just goes off of me. You know, you've been so selfish for the last 6 months. I said, you were right. I just confessed all that stuff. And had I not, you know, had I not, it would have been defensive, right? No, I'm not that way, that's wrong. But it was like, you know what? I am. Just confessed all that stuff. And so, I don't know, it seems like all of a sudden Yua is like this perfect baby. And I don't know if that, there's like genuinely been a change in her or in me or in both, but it's like something has changed and it's really good. And yeah, I'm so happy with the way that our marriage is right now and with the way that our relationship with the kids is. And I just know for Darcy, it's like she's finally able to breathe. And so now it's like, now is the time where it's like she's exhausted because she's been like trying to save the whole family for the last 6 to 7 months. And so just really would like prayer for her to be able to slow down and take the rest that she needs. She likes to do a lot of things for a lot of people. And so sometimes it's hard for her to say, no, I need to take this time for myself. And so for her mentally and emotionally, I ask for prayer and she would just be able to have rest. And for me physically, I've just been beating the crap out of my body. It's, you know, it's my hobby, so it's not like you should feel sorry for me. But this week, I need to get some rest for my body. But God's really good. You don't have to be an especially good person to be blessed by God. That's not how it works. You just have to be willing to be open to God's discipline. And God's discipline is good. And so one of my prayers is for him to keep searching, keep purifying, keep cleansing. And yeah, it's good. I'm amazed. God even used my sins and my sinful nature to bring about good things recently. It's been amazing to watch him work. So praise God.
I'm sorry, I want to tell you one more announce. Next week, CLC staff bring too many Christian goods to here. So please bring your wallet. Thank you.
Feels weird. Okay, hello, my name is Nadine. My American friend says Nadine, but I usually say Nadine. All right, so I'm from Jamaica, and I'm an English teacher at a high school, well, a secondary school here in Hiroshima. The name of my school is Asakita Koko, or Ichihiro. So I work with two other ALTs. There are three of us there. And I just moved to Hiroshima this year. So I have been checking the internet to find a church. So this is probably my fourth church. So I don't know. I'm just waiting on God. Where should I go? Where should be my church home? So please pray about that, if it's here. Actually, this is like, I was like in shock. This is the biggest church I've ever been in Japan. So I was like, ooh, nice church. Okay. But I'm really happy to be in an English service. The last church I went to, there were people who spoke English, many Filipinos, and of course they do speak English, but the service was Japanese, so it's good to be in an English service. So I was very happy that my brother shared about struggles, because living in Japan, especially when you don't have like a support system, it's pretty hard. So for me, I'm also looking for a support system, you know, like accountability partners and stuff like that. So please pray for me for having accountability partners. You know, especially people can bounce things off. some good sisters in the Lord. So please pray for me to find a church home and to have some like solid, you know, like accountability people. By the way, I've been searching. I don't know. I just looked at your brochure and stuff, and it says for Bible study, check Michelle. So who is Michelle? I don't know. So I'd love to speak to Michelle. So I mean, I'm just searching for something. So I'm very happy to be here today, and God bless you. Yes, thank you.
It's wonderful to hear from so many in our family today. I just wanted to underline kind of what Art had shared of why I wanted to share from Psalm 136 at the beginning of the service. It's like the steadfast love of the Lord really does endure forever. I just saw that this week. 1 week ago, Art had this, like Sunday night last week, he had this breakthrough with the Lord, just this confession that like, it got all this stuff just finally lifted off of our family, it felt like. So Lord, steadfast love that like we made it to that point. But I'm really tired. I'm so tired. You know, like when you're like pushing through, and then finally like you've taken the test or you've made it through the goal, and then you're like, that's kind of how I feel. But also the seasons really reminded me of a particularized battle that there seems to be for adoption in Japan and for adoptive families. So if some of you don't know our family, we have two daughters, and her adoption is totally finalized. She's 4 years old. The other baby, who's with someone now, her adoption is in process right now, so we're working to adopt Yua. But I was recently up in Nagoya for my friend's wedding, and there I was talking to two other families, Christian families, who had also adopted this year, and they were having struggles that sounded like the same as ours. In one family, it was the father who was really struggling with their new son, and the other family, it was the mother who was really struggling with their new daughter. And in both families, it was not a first child. In one family, it was the third adoption. This was just like, it just was strange, because it wasn't in the character of any of these people, or even in like their sin habits or their wounds that they've had in their life, for them to behave so against adoption and against their own child in a way in their house. So it reminded me that there is a battle raging. We know that Satan hates families. He hates all of our families. He hates them, especially in Japan. He's gotten his way with families in this country. And he also really hates adoptive families, because adoption is just what God loves so much. He has adopted each of us. So just want to remind us to pray for adoption and adoptive families. I shared last week that on December 15th, we have a chance to share about adoption in our town at a local cafe. It's on my mind a lot, like what does adoption really look like in Japan, and what is God doing? It just feels like there has been movement in adoption in Japan. Even with our adoption agency, Christian agency, they've now done like about 80 adoptions in this country, where like hardly any adoptions ever happen, it feels like. Some babies are getting placed in non-Christian families, because those are folks who've applied, they're gonna be good parents, but this adoption is Christian, and they're always praying for Christian families to adopt, and they're placing babies with Christians. And that will change those children's lives. They will get to grow up in the gospel in an unreached nation. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if all of the orphans were adopted in Japan and they were adopted by Christians, and then this nation actually becomes like, goes like from being like the largest unreached nation to like not so unreached at all anymore. Like, that would be, what a picture that could be. So, yeah. So just, yeah, adoption. Please pray. So, yeah, we have a lot of things to pray for and praise God for. So let's go to the Lord together in prayer. God.